Blog Talk Radio.
Back on the air every Monday, 5:30 to 6, talking about anything you want to. Bring it on, bring it strong. We're here. We're on top of the hill in 84 PA, blasting away. You want to talk about the Pirates? You want to talk about the Stellars? You want to talk about Pitt, Penn State? Bring it. 516-666-9990. Let me get to the goddamn important part of the show. The Coffee Club, Flamingo K, the boys down there, big shout out. I want to shout out to D&T Home Watch. D stands for don't, T stands for touch. That's some bad dudes. If you want your house watched, your condo, your car, your canary, your dog, whatever, they'll watch it. You go away for a day, a week, a weekend, a month, a year, they're on it. Give them a call right out of Bradenton. All right, let's get to the show. What do you want to talk about? We talk about the Steeler game tonight? Bring it. My opinion, my prediction, I think the Steelers are going to have a tough time tonight. They got too many injuries. Close game, but I think they're going to lose. I hope not, but that's my gut feeling by three. Score, 27-24, Washington. I don't like to bet against my Steelers, but they got too many injuries. They got Bryant's not playing for a year. Enough crying. We know all about that. But we'll see what happens. I'd like to see him win. How about the Pirates? How about the dusting they took over the weekend? Wow. Jeez, oh, man. Let me get to this. We got a call here. Let me get to the caller. Goss Talk Radio, you're on.
Hey, Goss.
You're on.
Goss. Hey, Goss.
Yep.
What's up, man? How you doing?
All right. Is this Murph?
Yes, it is.
Murph from Florida.
Yes, sir. What a happy call this is, too. I get the chance to talk about my team, the Pitt Panthers. They spanked those idiots from up mid-state. Loved it. Loved it. I waited years and years for this.
Well, I thought they were going to run away with it, but Penn State made a game out of it.
Well, they did. I'll tell you what, I was impressed with Penn State's quarterback, that young kid they have in there. He kind of came into himself, but he did. Yeah, they got some nice crop of young players. Penn State.
How about that running back?
Be a force. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Oh yeah. They
were saying he squats almost 500 pounds or something. I'll tell you what, he was a force inside.
Oh. He's a beast.
He is. But Pitt ran for 432 yards against him. I mean, if we had 432 total yards, 341 yards rushing. That's fantastic. They just stuffed right down their throat. Connor had a great game.
Oh yeah. Pitt got a couple of linemen on there. They're going pro.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple tackles on there.
Those guys are going
pro.
Well, that their line's pretty young too. They got a couple older guys on there, but a couple of their big boys there in the end. They're young. They're freshmen. Sophomores or whatever.
Yeah,
but they're.
Yeah, I was watching that.
Pretty good.
Central
Catholic. Need a quarterback though.
What's that?
Pitt needs a quarterback.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching that Central Catholic North Allegheny game.
Uh huh.
That Central Catholic got four guys with 300 pounds, all going D1 on that team.
Jeez. Yeah, it sounds like IMP down here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, how about that? You know who scares me on that Pitt team? That field goal kicker.
Yeah, what's going with him? I'll tell you what, last year he was like almost automatic. This year, Jesus, Willikers.
He don't look too good to me. He scares me.
He's living up to his name.
Yeah. So how was the? I heard you went to a Division II game down here. How was that?
Yeah, I did. I went over to see my grandsons. We went down to see Florida FIT, Florida International Technology. They're pretty good. They're big. Yep. I got on the D2 website, looked, and they're in the top 20. They crushed team from they crushed this team from Mississippi. But they're pretty good. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought we were going to go up there and it's going to be like, you know, Juniata, where they had a fence to keep the fans in. But they had a nice crowd. They had a nice crowd.
Yeah. How was the quarterback?
Good. They run the offense like a lot of the teams are running now, the wide open spread.
Yeah.
You know, with the back and the pistol look. He throws the ball well. He threw the ball well. He's nice receivers. They're big. All these kids are huge, but I was talking to my grandson. I said, you know, the difference between these guys and the guys that are like at Florida State, or, you know, they're just as big. These guys aren't fast. They can't move like the guys in the D1. But they're big.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they're all big.
What do you think of the Steeler game tonight?
Well, I kind of like the Steelers. I heard your beginning there. I don't know about all the injuries.
Well, they got Wheat and Ott. You know, Bell's out for 3-4 games.
Yeah,
and,
true.
And Heath Miller retiring, and I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be a close game, I think.
Steelers winning. As far as the Steelers go, you know, we don't get them very much down here. But what I did see them in the preseason, I didn't see enough of their first team offense and stuff. You know, when they were in, they did well to really say, okay, you know, they're really clicking. The last time I saw them, you know, they did well. They bam, 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 right down the field. But
right,
we'll see. I think
we'll see.
We'll see how they do the whole game.
Yeah. Well, they got. That line is supposed to be the best one of the best in the NFL. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully they win.
Yep.
Next week, I don't care. I want them to beat Cincinnati by.
That's when they play Cincinnati next week.
Yep, this
Bungles.
Week. Yep.
Yep.
That's a big one.
Yep.
Big one.
Yep.
They squeak one in.
What do you think, Pitt against Oklahoma State?
Pitt.
I'll tell you, they're a 7-point underdog. Did you see the end of that game? Oh, jeez.
I know.
The end of the Central Michigan getting the play that they shouldn't have gotten. You would think that
they suspend some referees for that?
Two games.
I heard something. The referees suspended.
And the replay guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you would think.
You should do that in the NFL.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you would think because it was an untimed play at the end of the game, the NCAA could come in and say, you know, that play should never happen. The win goes to Oklahoma State. You know, it's not like there was two other plays afterwards or a half a quarter afterwards or whatever that, you know, other things happened. You would think because of the situation, because they should never have gotten that play in, they could have just said, no, that play didn't, that didn't happen. For reversing it, but they won't do that, which is terrible. But
and they dropped out of the top
State
25.
Who did it? Who did?
Yeah,
Oklahoma State.
State.
Well,
they lost.
Well, they shouldn't have, because they should have won. They should have won the game. But
I'm afraid.
I'm actually see how
they'll come in there like flat because they were so high last week.
That's my concern. They're going out there, you know. They're going to be jerked off because of that. They're going to be all ticked off, and Pitt may be a little flat, and they run that wide open offense.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. It's going to be.
They're 7-point underdogs, so we'll see.
But it's a big test out there, first road game.
Hey,
see what happens.
What do you think about Penn State having a weekend? Was it next weekend or the following weekend? They're going to honor Joe Pa. After all this crap that's coming out, they're going to go ahead and honor him? You got to be kidding me. What's next? We can honor Jeffrey Dahmer up there? Have a all-you-can-eat banquet or something?
I heard Charlie Manson is giving a speech at halftime.
He should. I can't believe they're doing that. I mean, man, you talk about rubbing salt in the wound. If they would just leave it go and just say, hey, it happened, this is terrible. But no, they got to keep – They got to keep replowing it up, don't they? They pick that scab all the time.
I'll tell you what. It takes some real balls to have a goddamn Joe Paul day after all that shit, I'll tell you.
Yeah, especially with some of the stuff's coming out now that he may have known clear back into 1976 that this
right.
stuff was going on. That's crazy. That's just craziness. Well,
hey, wouldn't you laugh?
I can rest good for another year.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't you laugh your balls off if Penn State loses to Temple on Joe Paul Day?
Hey, I'll tell you what, Temple's not bad. And the way
Penn
State's playing.
Yep.
Well,
they play them tough.
I'll tell you what, I don't care what Franklin says. Those kids were pumped up to play Pitt. You know, he can play it down all he wants. They were pumped up because they didn't play for crap against Kent State. You know, can't read, can't write Kent State.
Right.
Now they're going to play Temple. And Temple's going to come in fired up, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'll like to see them smack. That'd be good.
Well, wouldn't that be funny on Joe Paul Day, too?
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. Hey,
actually, you know they're gonna.
I'm going to say happy birthday to your lovely bride.
Oh,
today's a big day for her, isn't it?
Yeah,
we need to tell her that. Yeah, say happy birthday. That's wonderful. Good for her.
I'll tell her.
All right. Hey,
thanks for calling in, buddy.
If that fellow from Davenport calls in, tell him I think I saw him about a week ago when I was driving through that area. Was he the guy on the horse?
Does own one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ask him if he was on the horse drinking coffee, because I'm almost positive it was him.
Is that Dustin from Davenport?
Dustin from Davenport. You tell him that. I drove through there, and I was what a place. And tell the Will Dog he's gonna start picking it up out there a little bit.
Hey, Will Dog's in Jamaica.
Oh, jeez. Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Yeah,
out of life.
It's rough. It's rough.
Stuff. Yeah.
Have
throw a few shillings our way. Tell them we'll get down and we'll try out a few of the resorts for them, and we'll let them know how they are.
We'll do that.
Trips.
Right. Right. He's been down there for 5 days, so.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
All right, brother. Well. Go Steelers,
right.
Huh?
Thanks for calling, Mark.
There's no sense talking about them anymore. They're, what are they, 90 games out or something? So forget about that.
They're not 90 games out, and I think they quit long ago. They're bad.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Remember I told you before?
Oh, yeah.
They don't have the pitching. They don't have the pitching.
Yeah, I don't
told you. The pitching is terrible. Yeah. Hey, you know that Hap guy that they got rid of? He's 18-2.
Who's this?
A.J. Happ or J.A. Happ.
Oh, really?
He's 18-2. Remember they let him walk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's 18-2.
Well, I'm good to go, brother.
All right. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Yeah, get that Dustin from Davenport. Tell him to make sure he takes care of that horse.
I'm sure he's listening.
We'll see you.
All right. Hi. That's the mayor from Florida. Got his perspective. You can tell he likes Penn State a lot. don't we all love Penn State around here, huh? He's right about that, Joe Paul. Imagine having Joe Paul Day. He's right about that. That's embarrassing. And all those 100,000 people are going to be clapping. And, oh, Joe Paul. But the truth is, like the shirt says, Joe knew. Don't tell me he didn't. And they all knew. The whole coaching staff. Believe me, when you're with people 24 all right, they live with each other during football season. That is a close-knit group of coaching staff. You're with each other all the time. You know everything that's going on. Joe Paul knew everything that was going on up there, Penn State. He made the rules up there. Don't tell me he didn't know what was going on with Sandusky when old Red Carrot Top told him some kid was in the shower with him. Come on. He knew all about it. He brushed it off. He didn't want to even want to bother with it. Ridiculous. And then they're having a day for this guy. Wow. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. I think I'm going to get a shirt and I'm going to have a trivia day. And anybody that gets a trivia right, I'm going to give a Joe New shirt out. It's Joe New. Believe it. But anyway, you want to get on the action, you better get in because we're lit. 516-666-9990. What about them Stellars tonight? Big time game, buddy. Opener. I'm a little worried about them. I hope they can hold off and get some guys back from injury and suspension. Hope they can go first three games looking. Hey, wouldn't that be nice if they could win three games without Mr. Bell? Beautiful. We'll see. We'll see how the D, if they say the defense is better, we'll see. I'm hoping. I'm hoping they don't light them up with that DeSean Jackson and that other kid. I can't remember his name. He just got him. That tight end, oh, he scares me, a tight end. Steelers always had trouble with a tight end. Can't cover a tight end. Never. When they had their best defense, they had trouble covering tight ends for some reason. That Cameron Jordan or his name. That kid's tough. That kid is tough. And Cousins ain't bad either. Not a bad quarterback. We'll see what the Steelers have. And hockey starts pretty soon. That's a good thing, too. And like Merv said, Pirates in the back seat. Put them in the rearview mirror. As one man famously said to me once, better luck next year. And that's the truth. Hopefully, they can go out and get some pitching, because that's what they need. A.J. Happ or J.A. Happ, 18-2. They didn't want to sign him. Too much money. Really? Nothing. Get in the game. If you would have signed him and Walker both, you'd still be in the low half of the payroll for the major leagues. But you're in the top half making money. You're in the top four owners making money in the league. People keep flocking down to see that. But you owe Pittsburgh, buddy. You owe Pittsburgh. Believe me. It's like the other teams. You can spend money. Quit putting it in Seven Springs. Spend it on the team. Get some players in here. Bring them young kids. They're already up. And you know what scares me? That pitching staff. Them young kids. Wow. I don't see anybody with promise. Tyon, maybe. That's it. That's scary. And there's the future. They're getting lit up like 4th of July on down the point. They don't look too promising. They only go four innings. One kid goes four innings and threw 80 pitches. But if you don't have the starting pitching, you're not winning this league. You can't. There's no way. I don't care who. I don't care. As one Jim Leland once said, your momentum, your next day, you're only as good as your next starting pitcher. That's the truth. If you don't have the pitching, you ain't winning, and they don't have it. How about Vogelsong? He's 39 years old. They get him in here. Come on. All them kids out there, all them guys are pitching. You had Volquez. You let him go. He had a good year. In fact, I think he won the World Series, didn't he, with Kansas City? Let him go. You had J.A. Happ, 18-2. Let him go. Let him walk. You didn't want to sign him. He's too much money. Now you got this Nova guy. Nova's the only pitcher they have. He's the only major league pitcher they have. Him and Cole, if you want to call. Cole's been hurt so many times. I don't know. I think he lost interest after they said they didn't want to give him the money in April. I think he lost interest. In fact, I told Will Dog, his guy's going to have more elbow problems than me playing tennis at my age. And he has. If you go back to my early show, I told Will Dog, this guy, Cole, will have elbow problems. You know why? Because any little tweak, he's going to say, sorry, shutting it down. That's my opinion, and that's what I said, and that's I'm sticking to it. He was mad because he didn't get his big bonus money or whatever they pro. I don't know what the deal was, arbitration or whatever. He didn't get it. He didn't get the money. So I think he got teed off, and I told Will Dog, watch him have elbow problem. He did, but he's supposed to come back and pitch. I think tonight. See what he. I don't care what they do. They're total lack of interest. Throw to the wrong base. Get picked off base. Pathetic. Harrison's on second base. No odds. Balls hit the third. He takes off. Nobody on base but him. Balls hit the third. He takes off. He's on second base. Takes off to where third. Guy's waiting for him. Taz him out. You kidding me? Then he announces, well, you know, Jay, hey, he's aggressive. Aggressive. He teaches you that in pinot ball. When you hit off a tee, how to run. But that's when you start learning that crap. Correctly running bases. Now, he's not the first one to do it. I've seen Marte. I've seen Polanco do it. Guys are terrible. I don't know if they pay attention to what's going on out there. Then they run by the bag. They throw the wrong base. I don't get it. You're major league. You should know all this crap. I mean, you hit the cutoff man. You don't wheel the ball home from center field. And like I've seen McCutcheon do it quite a few times. Speaking of McCutcheon, it's one guy I would trade. Try to get me a half decent pitcher and a prospect, but that might not come till next year. They'll trade him. They're going to probably hope he gets back next year to his old self and then can him because. He's due up in 17, I think, after 17. His contract's up. Yeah. They're probably going to hope next year he has a great, great half, first half. They can unload him in the second half. Because they don't want to. They don't. Believe me, Nutting don't care if he wins or loses. When you get rid of the best closer in baseball and pay somebody to take him, then you get rid of your other pitcher, Laureano, which he stinks anyway. He was bad. And then give him your two best prospects, two of your best prospects to take him. So you don't have to pay him. But I think they got this kid Ruby, remember the Rubio or whatever. He's a reliever. I think this kid's going to be good. I think he's going to be your closer. Next year, I think Tony Watson isn't ain't the answer. I don't think he is. We'll see. He blew a couple games. How about them getting beat by Cincinnati? Worst team in their division. Oh, my God. They're playing like, they get good dancing before the game. You ever see them dance? They get in the dugout and they all do that. Beat the drum and all that crap they dance around and act like they're interested, I guess, in dancing, I guess, more in baseball because they sure can't play ball. They look bad. But I think that when they traded Melanson, I think that was a message to the team. Guess what? We don't care about you. You traded the best closer in baseball. Guess what? We don't really care if you win. I think that was a big message here. It does a lot. They were in a hunt up till then. Everything went south after that. But, hey, let's just put it this way. I don't go to the games. I could care less. You ain't going to get me down there. And if they were playing in the backyard, I'd pull the blinds down. So that's what I think of the Pirates. And that's what I think of Nutting. I think he's a phony. and he's a very, very bad owner. Well, no, I'd say he's a very good owner because he keeps the interest in the sheep flocked on. And pay their money to watch. Very, very disturbing. But, hey, it's your money. I want a little shout-out to that fat suck on FM radio from 3 to 6. Fat boy with a big mouth. Little shout-out to him. Guy that don't know nothing. Acts tough. Talks tough. Nothing down below, though. Punk. That's what I think of him. Talk about B team. The other one, he watch his game tonight with the Steelers. Just hope they can win this game because it'll be a good start to the season. And Cincinnati's here Sunday. And boy, do I want him to kick Cincinnati's ass up and down the field. Oh, ho, 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 ho. I want to put up hurting on these dudes. So, everybody, please stay healthy for the game. I mean, don't get hurt. You got enough injuries. But, well, we're going to wrap this show up. And we're going to be on next Monday at 5:30 to 6 with either two wins for the Steelers or maybe 1-1 or 0-2. That is what I'm not looking forward to. A little nervous. But I think once we get Bell back, Wheaton comes back, and they got to get that Ladarius Green back by the eighth game. He got to be healthy because if he's back and they got those three guys, they can do some damage. That kid's good at Ladarius Green. Man, that hurt him being out. Wow. Jesse James ain't getting it for me. I don't know. He may be. You know, he just can't run with the ball. I mean, he's like a statue. I mean, he can catch it. You got to have somebody run with the ball after the catch. And that Green can run. At least he could. So we don't know if his ankle's hurt or his head's hurt. So we'll find out. But we will see what we shall see. So all in all, I'm going to sign off and have a good night.